Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Happy March 19th to you. I hope you're having an amazing day. Thank you again for listening. I'm humbled that you would. We are in the 8th chapter of Mark, working our way through this great, awesome gospel. I'm so grateful to be here. And we are in verses 22 through 26 in the Voice translation. It says this: When they came into Bethsaida, a group brought a blind man to see Jesus, and they begged him to touch the man and heal him. So Jesus guided the man out of the village, away from the crowd, and he spat on the man's eyes and touched them. Jesus asked, "What do you see?" The blind man, opening his eyes, said, "I see people, but they look like trees, walking trees." Jesus touched his eyes again, and when the man looked up, he could see everything clearly. Jesus sent him away to his house. Jesus said to the healed man, "Don't go into town yet, and don't tell anyone in town what happened here." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this this interaction that you had with the blind man. It's such a hopeful story to me, especially in my own healing journey. I have often wanted to be healed of some of the things that went on in my past, of this past sexual abuse, the a home of three divorces, father who died at 10. He wasn't 10, I was 10. But just the abandonment, the neglect, the pain, all those things that I went through as a child weighed upon me. And when I met you, Jesus, I was kind of thinking that in a moment I would be 100% healed and be joyful for the rest of my life. I was very naive, but I think a lot of us have those thoughts. We think, well, you know, you just heal us all at once. But I think if I had seen it, if you had revealed to me the journey that I would need to take to be completely healed, which again won't happen until the other side of eternity, I would have run like crazy, because there was a lot of surgery that needed to be done on some really broken parts of my heart. And so, Lord, I thank you for this story, because it shows that sometimes you heal in an instant and sometimes it's in stages. And Lord, for those who are broken by sexual abuse or broken by divorce of parents or neglect or physical abuse or verbal abuse or an alcoholic home or a drug-infused home or death of a parent, any of those things that people have dealt with, or death of a sibling, Lord, these are all difficult things. They are full of trauma and post-traumatic stress. And Lord, I wish that we could just snap our fingers and be rid of it all, but you have been so gentlemanly-like in the way that you heal, and you bring us along a journey. And so I pray for those who have been broken by their past, and maybe it's not from their childhood. It might have just been from last year. It might be from a recent divorce or betrayal by a spouse or a friend who has walked the other way, someone who's gossiped about them, or a church that's hurt you badly. We all have broken parts of us. And Jesus, I pray that you wouldn't give up on us, and I know you won't, but just like you did with this blind man, you did more. You kept healing until he could see. And so I pray that for those listening today, you would just keep healing, and that we would bend our knee to you, and that we would welcome the layers upon layers upon layers of healing. Every layer hurts, Lord, and sometimes we want to run screaming the other way because it's just too hard, just too hard. But Lord, I pray for fortitude. I pray for your Holy Spirit to give us bravery to take the next step. And Lord, if we cannot do it for ourselves because we feel like it's selfish, help us to heal for our loved ones in our lives, because they desperately need us to be healed. My children need me to be healed. My husband needs me to be healed. My friends need me to be healed. I need to be healed. Would you just continue the work in my life and those who are listening today? And Lord, help us not to be discouraged when it seems super, super slow. And help us not to lose courage when people say things that are insensitive, like, "Why aren't you over that by now? That was a long time ago." Instead, Lord, help us to plow foot by foot by foot by foot, each step after another step, doggedly pursuing the healing that you have for us. We trust you. We love you. We don't always understand the process. We might be brokenhearted about it, but we trust that you will heal us. And I pray this in your beautiful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to the Pray Every Day show. I'm just thankful for you. You really do matter on this earth. There's only one you in all of these billions of people, and only you with your circle of influence, only you with your particular family, only you who has things to say to this world. It's unique and it's beautiful, and I'm thankful that God made you. So have an amazing day, friends, and I will be with you tomorrow morning.